This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Doing well. Good bit into my throwing program and such. Still got no dates or big fancy announcements or things like that, but moving along well and making good progress. I think best way to put it is like a couple months ago or like when I got surgery, like if you were to tell me I am where I am on February 18th, I'd be really happy with it. So I'm in a good spot.
Yeah, we need to talk about some of the injuries on the Cubs infield. By the way, keep listening for your chance to win your way into our Cubs season opener watch and listen party with Mully and Haw at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Be a part of a studio audience for Cubs v. Dodgers in Tokyo starting at 5 a.m. on March 18th. Then stick around for a special broadcast of Mully and Haw after the conclusion of the Cubs. I never thought about the idea that they would have to wait until post-game.
Yeah, man.
They're very excited, I think.
I'm sure they are.
they've mentioned a couple times. Yeah.
They don't get this chance very
often. I'm sure they're ecstatic about
it. It's one of the great joys in life, guys. Enjoy.
Post-game in the morning. Post-game in the
morning.
No one
deserves it more.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is really, really great. So stay listening to us here. And I forgot the call-in number, Shane. What is it? What's the call-in number?
It is 312-540-0670.
And then when you hear this,
Ian Anderson, boy, he could play that flute.
Really could.
That's when you call in. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
So I don't know if people can remember all the way back to April of 2023, but the Cubs had to figure things out in right field because Seiya Suzuki had an oblique injury, and he wasn't ready for opening day. And in the month of April, the Cubs got horrendous defense in right field from Trey Mancini, who made a terrible play one time trying to dive for a ball when they were up 2-0, let two runs scored.
Yeah.
You remember that play?
I do.
Miles Mastroboni was out there, like a guy that Jed Hoyer just thought, well, he could be a utility guy, and he could not be a utility guy. Decent defensive third baseman, survivable at short, but get him away from the outfield, and they eventually did. And there were others. It was a debacle in right field as they waited for Seiya Suzuki to heal. And then there was last year when the closer situation was a problem and Adbert was bad. And I find myself really worried about the first few weeks of the season and these Japan games without Nico Hoerner at second base, which we got confirmation on today from Jesse Rogers that Nico Hoerner is not going to be going to Japan.
And we kind of thought that because I remember when you kind of officially introduced me to Nico on the show.
At the convention.
And we were like, how's your hand? He's like, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. How's your flexor tendon? It's true. We didn't want to, like, you know, and then we had some suspicions. But now there's no Nico. And there might not be Matt Shaw. I dismissed it yesterday when you brought it up because when I was out there, I'd heard, oh, no, Shaw will be back. Everything will be fine.
It's kind of weird, and we'll get more of an update from Bruce in a few minutes on it, but it seemed like every one of the Cubs was like, no, he's going to be okay. And then it felt like things were worse, and now it's back to
maybe okay.
He's going to maybe play some games this weekend.
Yeah, Craig Counsell said could be his first game this weekend. And if that's the case, then maybe he'll be fine
but
for that Japan trip.
This is the worst sport for an oblique injury. It just is because of what you need your body to do.
The swings.
The way that your body bends when you're trying to feel. Like all of this stuff. I always get scared whenever I hear a baseball player is dealing with an oblique and without like a significant amount of time off.
So if the Cubs hit opening day and third base is John Birdie and second base is Nicky Lopez, you know, I feel good about those guys at the bottom of my roster in a general sense. And I've been saying that I feel good about at-bats like that for men number 24 and 25, as opposed to the Madrigals and Mastrobonis of the world. But greeting opening day with those two, how are Cub fans going to feel? I'll tell you that I'll feel fine defensively.
When's the last time Justin Turner played third?
He's got a glove now. It's been a while. I don't think he.
He said yesterday that he was stretching his arm out in the event that he would have to play third.
I think he's going to.
You think
have
Justin
to play
Turner
third.
Might be your opening day third baseman? I don't know.
That's what I. If I was betting, that's what I'd bet.
Nicky Lopez at third. Move Michael Bush over to second, his natural position, and put Justin Turner at first.
We haven't seen Michael Bush play an inning anywhere other than first base, and I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe they just don't want to ask him to do it, Shane.
He just had a bad moment in the game that's on right now, too, by the way.
Well, that was him and Jordan Wicks, right?
Yeah, them like going around, doing figure eights around each other while there's a play at first.
We haven't seen any sort of flexibility like that be asked of Michael Bush. And it's interesting to me that they haven't bothered to go down that path.
Do you want to ask Bruce about this?
I really, really do.
Okay, well, you can ask him. I'm not speaking to him.
You can ask. We're going to get you guys together. By the end of the segment, the love will be back.
I predict. You know, the weirdest thing is that he's like one of my favorite people in our business.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Something happened between you two.
He started it.
I think you're taking it very personally.
Hey, man, that's what I do. That's my bit.
Again, the bits are also our actual personalities.
100%. I'm not walking away from that.
Good vibes, babe.
Good vibes, babe. with Matty Matt and the Funky Bunch here on The Score.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.